Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the Trump phenomenon, folks. You're tuned in here with your host, James Kelso, to this live program that comes to you every Sunday for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, it's 3 to 5 Central Time here in North Dakota, where I'm based, least visited state in America. And the broadcast is coming courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, due south of where I am broadcasting to you. Wherever you are, you're welcome to join the show at 800-313-9443. And I hope you'll jot that number down in one of these evenings when we're on the radio, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, skipping Saturday, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Give us a call. We cover, I think, the most interesting thing happening in the entire universe, which is the Trump phenomenon. A lot of interesting things coming up. Well, great stuff to talk about tonight. Boy, I'll tell you, Mark Levin was on fire. Jeanine Pirro was on fire. I think I might start with Jeanine Pirro in just a moment. The president's tweets are on fire. The demon rats have got a debate coming up on the 30th and 31st. That's going to be unforgettable. That's what they are. It's going to be great. And what other neat things are just coming up? Well, I'll tell you what. The Donald Trump liked Jeanine Pirro's show last night, too. So he tweeted a quote from her. And, you know, I'm sure she didn't get the idea from watching from watching this radio show, listening to this radio show. It's possible. The show is good enough that it's possible that some pretty important people listen to it once in a while. But she did say something. It flatters me. I'm proud that what she said yesterday on the most popular cable show in the world is exactly what we've been saying on this show. And that is this particular point that we made this last week. Is that thanks, it is only thanks to Donald Trump that we have discovered the depth and the depravity of the deep state. This monster was able to stay below the surface prior to Donald Trump. And average Americans, it would be hard to persuade that it existed. And those of us who thought it existed, well, none of us patriots realized how deep the deep state is, I don't think. But now we've seen it, and that's what happened with the Mueller catastrophe, is that the mask was ripped off the deep state. Mueller was there in all of his glorious corruption, with all of his corrupt attorneys like Andy Weissman and Jeannie Rhee, totally corrupt. And the hearing whoever scheduled that hearing, it was interesting. There were demon rats on shows like the Joe Scarborough Show and the Chris Cuomo Show that were actually admitting, actually stating that this Mueller appearance was an absolute wipeout. It should never have been allowed to happen. From the point of view, if you're thinking from the point of view of the demon rats, they should never have put this man up. They thought he was going to deliver them some wonderful blow against Donald Trump. And of course, what he did was he just revealed how totally corrupt the whole thing was. Anyway, so Jeanine Pirro, here's what she had to say. It kind of sounded like what we say on this show. And she is truly a brilliant patriot. She said, if it weren't for Donald Trump, we would never know how corrupt these Democrats are. We would never know for sure that there was a deep state. Now we know it. Folks out there that said that, well, I knew it. Well, no, you suspected it, or you were convinced that it was there. But now it's different to know something, having seen it, looked it in the eyes. And that's what we can all say now for the first time in our lives. Ah, so well stated, Jeanine Pirro, and quoted by Donald Trump just 9 hours ago. Oh, let me, I always like to go to the most recent tweet, just the fun of the president's, the frequency of his tweeting. He's got a tweet 32 minutes ago. He's got another one 48 minutes ago about the racist Elijah Cummings, the really nasty and angry congressman from Baltimore. Oh boy, is he a beauty. He's got a tweet an hour ago about Elijah Cummings and his home district of Baltimore, which is didn't somebody say it's the most violent in the United States? I'm looking at a video here. The president's put up a video of a white person who was riding down the street, and it looks like three black people are stomping him, now robbing him. He's inert on the sidewalk. So he's probably knocked out, probably kicked in the head. He was kicked in the head. Let me watch this again. Okay, he's just walking down the street, minding his own business. Three black people come at him from three sides. One hits him in the head from behind, then kicks him in the head. He's on the ground. He's still conscious, though. Another kick to the head. He's still conscious. Another kick to the head. Now stomping to the head. Three or four stomps right on his face. And now he's out. The president retweets this. Baltimore is a violent place. Highest homicide rate in the USA. I didn't know that. Way to go, Elijah Cummings, who's lecturing us about the conditions, the treatment of illegal aliens by the Border Patrol. Their housing conditions are not up to Elijah Cummings' standards. We're looking at his standards here as we watch this white guy, just a young white guy, being probably brain damaged. For nothing, for being white. You know, that's really something to have a guy who's on the ground, inert, and then stomp him in the face three or four times as hard as you can. brain damage. Here's what the president says. He says, there is nothing racist in stating plainly what most people already know, that Elijah Cummings has done a terrible job for the people of his district and of Baltimore itself. Democrats always play the race card when they are unable to win with facts. Shame. If racist, Elijah Cummings would focus more of his energy on helping the good people of his district and Baltimore itself, perhaps progress could be made in fixing the mess that he has helped to create over many years of incompetent leadership. His radical oversight, quote unquote, is a joke. Now, folks, there you have it in a nutshell, the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump does not back up. He does not back down. He's not running scared, in particular, of being called a racist. Nice. Let me go to my phone board here. I see lines are open, so if you want to call in, you certainly can do that at this time. Another tweet. I mean, that was just remarkable. I know you can't see it, but the president, you know, this is something. This is a new kind of president for us, who puts up a video of a white guy being stomped, attacked. He's just going down the street on a scooter, you know, like a little kid's scooter, the kind that, you know, your seven-year-old has, my seven-year-old has. He's just going down the street on a scooter, and two black guys and a black chick come at him from three directions, quite planned, and the guy probably has nothing on him, $5, $2. Wow. But what's remarkable here is that the president and the first attacking black guy comes at the white guy from behind. He never sees it coming. And it's a sucker punch, a sidearm haymaker on the side of his head from behind. And I've seen this before in videos. That's a standard ghetto crime technique. You want to see what's behind you, folks. You want to have eyes in the back of your head. And it was three against one, so I don't know much if the eyes in the back, I don't know how much good they would have done him in this case. But that's race crime, folks. That is a white guy attacked in a lethal manner by three black punks because he's white. And there's a full video. Now, here's what's remarkable. The president of the United States, would George Walker Bush have put this video up on his personal website to display to all of the people in his support, all of his supporters? No way. It would be a cold day in hell when George Walker Bush would do that. But Donald Trump did it today. And then he lets Elijah Cummings have it with the truth. Calls him a racist. Here's another tweet from the president on Elijah Cummings. I didn't mention it, but he's a black guy. Elijah Cummings is a committee chairman. Now that Nancy Pelosi has taken over the House of Representatives, which was accomplished. Why? How? How did this happen? How did the Republicans lose the House of Representatives? One way is Paul Ryan. But probably more importantly, Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller accomplished his mission of harrying the Trump administration, consuming its resources, consuming its time, wrecking its PR with enough people getting enough of the undecided voters to think maybe there's something to this Russia thing. Maybe the president did something wrong, that they either stayed home or didn't vote for the president or the Republican candidate in the 2018 election, off-year election, costing the Republicans the House. So that could be chalked up as an accomplishment of this criminal, treasonous criminal, felon, Robert Mueller, who should be in prison. And I love Jeanine Pirro. I love her. I had my daughter. I said, please watch Jeanine Pirro. Please listen to her opening statement every week. This is a real woman. This is a real thinker. And she makes it very, very plain. When anybody starts to get into the happy talk, oh, well, it's time to move on. Now that Trump has been shown to have done nothing wrong, we now need to get on to the other business of the nation. No. Wrong. No, it's not time to move on. It's time to run down the criminals, to indict, to incarcerate, to convict, to imprison the traitors. And Donald Trump got it right. He said, plain as day, this is treason. As I said, just like Leonidas, if you watch that movie 300, Leonidas, the king of Sparta, and the Persian emissary tried to bribe him into surrendering Sparta by some sort of sweetheart deal with the Persian king. Leonidas was insulted. And he looked at the Persian guy, who has this army of hundreds of thousands behind him, hundreds of thousands, overwhelming force. And Leonidas's response was, this is Sparta. As he kicked the emissary down the well to his death. And the yes, this is treason. The president correctly assesses it as treason. And the death penalty connection is there because that's what the Constitution prescribes for treason. The people who committed the act of treason, abusing the FBI and the Justice Department, weaponizing them, don't let that word just sail by you as if it's not a very important word, weaponizing. Folks, when the FBI and the Justice Department are weaponized against patriotic Americans and their candidate, you no longer live in a free country. That is a Soviet, that is a Nazi state of affairs. And I'll get to another important person here. But let me get to let me read another Trump tweet here. He says, he says, Elijah Cummings has had his chance to address crime and conditions in Baltimore for decades, and he hasn't gotten it done. Now, at that point, Donald Trump there is quoting Pete Hegseth. You know him from Fox and Friends. And then the president adds, how can he get it done when he just wants to use his oversight committee to hurt innocent people and divide our country? Now, Mark Levin commented on this in his brilliant weekend show, where he spent a couple of hours. He has a longer show, and he is able to analyze things in great detail. And Mark Levin gave the best analysis anybody's given as to what's wrong, what the central criminality of Robert Mueller is. And we'll talk about that right after this break. How Robert Mueller attempted to utterly undo the Bill of Rights and English common law. We'll be right back.
sagging timber gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump is really noticing. I mean, he's fighting on all fronts. And he's actually, he's on his charger at the front line with his hat on his sword, rallying the troops. He's on every front. And he's at the front of every front. And one of those is noticing who is reporting, who are the actual reporters and patriots are in the press, and he's noticing who the traitors are. And one of the interesting observations that Donald Trump has been making in the last number of weeks is the slide. He is perceiving a slide to the left of Fox. a slide into the toilet. Now, not of Tucker Carlson, of course, not of Sean Hannity, not of Jeanine Pirro or Mark Levin or Laura Ingraham or Lou Dobbs. That's the group I most often cite, is the core patriots at Fox News. But Donald Trump is noting something that we've noted on this show, which is that people like Geraldo Rivera have been stabbing the president in the back. And, of course, the first one we noticed, the first of the traitors at Fox that we noticed, and I have a mental block on this idiot's name, I think because I think my brain just doesn't want to think his name. help me. His name is, well, it'll come to me in an off moment here. But there are a number of people that are just outright, they belong on CNN, on MSNBC. They need to be co-hosts with Joe Scarborough. And they have their own little colony at Fox. And Trump has noticed that their influence may be growing. And what's great is that Trump is dialing in the fire alarm. You know, he's dialing in the alert. He's scaring the hell out of whoever it is in control of Fox, the Murdochs, I guess, who is letting the left gain more influence in the network. Trump saying, hey, knock it off, Murdoch, or Murdoch's sons, knock it off. This is our Patriot Network. I don't give a rat's ass that you own it. Patriots deserve a network. And you're not taking it away from us, Mr. Fat Cat. So the one of the people he of course is very much a fan of, he watches these shows. Tucker Carlson, he watches Sean Hannity, he watches Laura Ingraham, he watches Jeanine Pirro, he watches Lou Dobbs, he quotes them, he tweets them, he puts their videos of these people up online. I mean, this is a glorious thing. This relationship between our president and the best patriotic news reporters we have is something new. It's never existed in American history before. And one of these people that Donald Trump really likes of late is Mark Levin. Now, listen to Mark Levin. He did a great show this weekend, a tremendous show. And in it, he included a show he had done like 5 or 6 days ago. He put that in there because this was so good. Listen to this. This is Levin's, he's an attorney, very brilliant attorney. His explanation of why the whole Mueller bullshit is, it's worse than bullshit. It's a real direct threat to your Constitution, your rights, English common law. And let me just sketch this out for a moment. You'll see where Mark Levin is going. Our justice system, you know, going back to the Magna Carta and before, it's part of who we are as a people, is innocent until proven guilty. The right to defend yourself, the right to have counsel or help, the right to a trial by your peers, the right to appeal, the right to see the evidence that it must be produced, the right to be confronted by witnesses testifying against you in open court, the right to cross-examine them, to attack them legally if they perjure themselves. That's fundamental to our law. And at the core is that you're innocent until proven guilty. Robert Mueller just attempted to reverse all of that. And explain, you may already have figured it out, but when we get back, we'll let Mark Levin explain it.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I didn't hear it happens again. The ice cream truck, you might be able to hear it. It's going by down there on the street. Oh, my kids are missing the ice cream truck. Why does he come in the middle of a show? Anyway, we just love to go out there to the ice cream truck. I hope you've got one in your neighborhood. What a great American tradition, the ice cream truck. Now let Mark Levin explain it. But here is what Mueller and the demon rats attempted to do with the witch hunt. they have the appointment. It sounds kind of complicated. There's a little bit of detail to it. So it's not getting the focus it needs as to how bad this was. Attorney Mark Levin makes the point. It is not in American law, in European law, in our civilization, it is not, a prosecutor is not, does not have the power to try people and to exonerate people. That is Stalinist. That's Nazi. That's who is that Nazi judge? I forgot his name. Anybody that went into his courtroom was guillotined or hanged. Nobody got out of that guy's courtroom. The presumption of innocence. Well, a prosecutor is someone who just, if they investigate something, they are there to determine confidentially, if necessary, with a grand jury, utterly confidentially, whether there is a cause for an indictment. If cause for an indictment is not found, there's no publication of that. There's no discussion, a public discussion of that. There's no report released. That is, nothing happened. That is a sacred, ancient, Western European way, tradition. It's our right. Robert Mueller was elevated by the media to being Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler, with the power to decide whether Donald Trump was a bad man and should be impeached, should be tried, should be compelled to testify, should be grilled. And by the way, they're still going after his papers. They're going after all of his records. Elijah Cummings, this guy that Donald Trump in his tweets is letting him have it. He is, as a committee chairman, is demanding every financial record of Donald Trump's, every single record going back 10 years and more. Every record, everything, and I'm not going to play this for you because it's so long, but Mark Levin goes into the detail. He's a great attorney. So he reads the demand. He reads the paperwork, the original document from the Elijah Cummings House Committee. They're demanding everything, every document, every background document, every opinion, every communication, every note, everything, every inquiry, every phone record, everything on anything that ever happened in Donald Trump's entire business career. That's insane. That is utterly tyrannical. Listen to Levin describe it.
It goes on. These are Stalinist tactics. These are tactics, the worst tyrannical tactics picked up by past presidents who went after their political opponents. You and I, we should be rising up. We have no choice but to pay our federal income taxes. Look what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. Why? Because he got elected president of the United States? Why? Because they lost? Why? Because they want to take the White House back in 2020? Why? Because they want to use power under Article 2, Section 4, the impeachment clause? And we, the American people, we're paying for all this. We're paying for every damn piece of this. They're using the House of Representatives as opposition research for 2020, or is it after they're trying to impeach the President of the United States? You should be furious about this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, most times during the week, I have a program called Levin TV, and we run it on blazetv.com/mark. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll join us. Give us call at 844-LEVIN/MARK. We'll be right back.
Let me skip forward. He comes up to something really good. Let's see if he... No, I'm not going to get it. Well, it might have occurred a little bit before this. But what Levin says is, he says, I want the records of every damn Democrat congressman. If they're going to do this to Donald Trump, then we patriots must demand every record, everything, every note, every communication, everything of Nancy Pelosi, of her wealthy husband, of Elijah Cummings, of all of them, every single one of them. And of course, you know, no one has the right to any of that. But he's recognizing this is war. So if these people are going to level the howitzer at you, you have to level your howitzers at them. And so anyway, Donald Trump is very, very happy with what Mark Levin is doing because his analysis is so powerful. Let's go back to the president's, and the president's got several tweets where he praises Mark Levin recently. And let me go to my caller board here. Oh, lines are open. So this is your chance to call in. There's an awful lot of things happened here in the last. Oh, I didn't see Tom in Florida. Tom, thanks for calling, buddy. Tom, you're on the air. He's got his radio on. He can't tell. He's not listening to his phone. Yeah, all right. Well, Tom, you try again. Let's take a look over here at what's happening on Breitbart. See what's at the very top right now. Oh, well, speak of the devil. Here's a big picture of Elijah Cummings. And boy, he looks like a nasty guy. You would not want to be in a dark room with this guy or on a dark street with Elijah Cummings. You definitely would want to cross the street if you saw him coming. Baltimore homicides are on track to top 300 for the fifth consecutive year. I didn't know this. Baltimore is the biggest hellhole in America. I didn't realize that. And Cummings represents it. Let's see what the story here is. And the president, of course, is called Elijah Cummings. Notice what the president does. When he correctly points out the hypocrisy of Elijah Cummings, that he is in fact a crappy congressman and his district is a hellhole, the president is called a racist. The president has the right approach. He calls the person that called him a racist, he calls that person a racist. He fights fire with fire. And of course, the difference being Donald Trump is speaking the truth, and the accusers of Trump are, of course, liars. But Donald Trump does not retreat, does not back down, does not give in. Baltimore homicides exceeded 300 each year from 2015 through 2018, and 2019 is on track to cross the 300 threshold for the fifth year in a row. They have a homicide rate of 56 per 100,000 people. Now, you think Chicago's a dangerous place? You've avoided traveling to Chicago because of the stories you've heard about the incredible murder rate in Chicago. Well, the murder rate in Chicago is less than half of Baltimore. Yes, Chicago is a hellhole at 24 per 100,000, but Baltimore is at 56, more than double, significantly more than double. At least five people were shot, three of them fatally, yesterday. July 25th, eight people were shot in one night in Baltimore. Well, there you go. That's Elijah Cummings, who's going to lecture. He's going to lecture Donald Trump on being a racist. And he's going to lecture the rest of America on some moral platform that Elijah Cummings has hoisted himself upon. Here's Chuck Todd, and here's what the media does. And now, Mark Levin has this book out, which is called, I think the title is Unfree Press. I'll have to look it up. It's a very good book, apparently. I haven't got a copy yet. But in this book, I read a few pages of it online. But in this book, Mark Levin is making the point very strongly that we don't have a press in America. We have an extension of the Democrat National Committee, which calls itself the press. And they took over the FBI, they took over the Justice Department, they've taken over the colleges, academia. And this is the deep state that Donald Trump has exposed to view. And here's an example. Here's Chuck Todd, NBC's Chuck Todd. He's one of these social justice warriors who is not actually a reporter. And you all know all too well what they sound like, but here's an example.
Back same thing in Europe. I want to move to the president's tweet storm. You spent a lot of time, energy, and resources trying to win over non-white voters in the state of Florida in your elections for governor and the Senate. You've learned Spanish. You speak Spanish. You spend a lot of time reaching out. The president spends a lot of time in his Twitter feed trying to racially divide the country. Does that
That's a reporter. The president spends a lot of time in his Twitter trying to racially divide the country. Now, how is that a reporter? That's the intro to Chuck Todd's question. He's talking to now Senator Rick Scott of Florida. And, you know, let's go on.
Undermine efforts of the Republican Party in the state of Florida?
That's supposed to be a question. Does the president's racism, in other words, these people start with the premise the president is a nasty, horrible racist. That's the premise. That's the little intro speech that each of these non-journalists make.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that you talk to everybody. When you know, whether you're running for election or when you're elected.
See, Rick Scott doesn't know what to do. Now, he's going to wander around trying to figure out what to say here. He hasn't learned the fundamental lesson of the Trump phenomenon. I'm not criticizing Rick Scott. I don't know him well enough, but I can just tell from what he's doing there. He's been sucker punched by Chuck Todd, but he should expect this. He knows when he goes on a national interview, this is the way it's going to work. They're going to have a setup question. And what Rick Scott needed to do right there, if he were to learn the Trump phenomenon lesson, is he needed to punch back immediately and hard. He needed to do what Donald Trump did on the lawn of the White House this weekend when he pointed at reporters, when they fired questions like that at him. He basically said, jabbed his finger in their direction, and he said, "You're the fake news. You, personally, you asking me that question, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're a liar. You're a racist." Now, what Rick Scott needs to do is go, "Hey, Todd, what kind of a journalist are you?" That's the way he should have responded. "What kind of a journalist are you? You just gave a speech in which you accused the president of being a racist, and that's the premise to your question. What a sucker punch. What non-reporting. You're a social justice warrior for the Democrat Party, Chuck Todd. You're not a newsman. Do you have any news question? Do you have any objective, factual question to ask me, you clown?" And that's what Trump is teaching people like Rick Scott. Rick Scott never ran into a Donald Trump before. Trump is teaching these people on the Patriot right how to fight back, not how to flail. Let's listen to him for just another second. Listen to him. He'll probably flail.
You represent everybody. I met with a group of Chinese Americans, and I had a rally with Venezuelans about what's happened down there.
I met with Chinese. I met with Venezuelans. I'm not a racist. I'm not a racist. Oh, don't, please don't call me a racist.
I think we've got to do everything we can to bring this country back together.
Why doesn't the president think that?
Now, notice, and then Chuck Todd says, why doesn't the president think that? Now, let's see if Rick Scott, you know, let's see if he's worthy of being in the ring. Find out in just a second. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. This is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso here on July. I don't think I ever gave the date here on this show. July 28th, 2019. Sorry. And the we were listening to Mark Levin, and excellent analysis of why everything about the Mueller witch hunt was anti-American, was anti-European, it was Stalinist, it was dictatorial, it was antithetical to everything that American and European law is about and has been about for centuries. Let's go to some interesting stories here. Just turning for a moment to the European stories. That's one of the great things about the Trump phenomenon. It is an international phenomenon being replicated in every European country, because the reason for the Trump phenomenon in America exists in every European country. In every European country, there is a core of patriotic people who get it in the way that Donald Trump gets it, as to how to win, not just spout off, not just trying to be right, not just make noises or be martyrs, but to win. There is such a movement in every European country now. In Italy, Matteo Salvini is the head of the League, or Lega in Italian, which used to be the Northern League, Northern meaning Northern Italy. When they became very successful throughout Italy, they dropped the northern part of their name and just called themselves the League, Lega. He's the interior minister of Italy now. And he's the leader of this most important party in Italy now, a patriot party. It could be called the Trump Party. And a populist Italian interior minister, Matteo Salvini, has declared that migrants recently picked up by the Italian Coast Guard can only land once the European Union agrees to relocate them. In other words, they ain't landing on the shores of Italy, Coast Guard. Don't you dare bring them on shore in Italy unless one of these stupid European Union nations like Germany has agreed to accept them. The migrants were initially rescued by an Italian fishing boat, but the sailors were refused access to a port on the island of Malta and were forced to wait 24 hours until the Coast Guard transferred the migrants, and these are, of course, invaders, migrant is a euphemism, to their vessel. Now, the Italian Coast Guard vessel docked at the Italian island of Lampedusa. Now, you're going to hear more about Lampedusa. This is an island that's right off the coast of, is it Libya or is it Tunisia? Help me, somebody who knows your Mediterranean coast better than I do. But it's right off the North African coast of either Libya or Tunisia. But it belongs to Italy. And so what these invaders have realized is, if I can get to Lampedusa, which is just a short, it's like going from San Pedro to, you know, Catalina, you know, it's right offshore. You can see it there. People swim from San Pedro to Catalina. Before the ship even docked at the port, the Italian government sent a message to the European Commission asking it to coordinate the relocation of the migrants on board. So far, no member states have agreed to take in the migrants. And here's Salvini. Saying to the French, we're not taking these people. We got Murr in Wisconsin, and this is a good chance to call in, folks. We'll be right back.
This